Mistress Kittles. Well, it's time to get yourself ready. Relax. I want you naked now. And every time you come here, I want you free of all encumbrances, open and willing. It is the signal you are ready. Lights off. Lay back on your bed and close your eyes. Your arms to your side. Your legs straight out in front of you uncrossed. Time to take a deep, cleansing breath in. And release. In your mind's eye, I want you to see the spiral staircase at your feet. It comes complete with handrail and numbered steps. The stairwell leads you down, down to a state of peace. A place so tranquil, so perfect. You will dream of it in your sleep. See yourself at the top of the staircase looking down. Your hand wrapped lightly around the handrail. As you take your first step down. 10, 9. Letting go of the day's tension. 8, 7. Leaving the rest of the world behind as you go deeper and deeper down into a state of trance. 6, 5. That's it. Concentrate on your breathing. 4, 3. Almost there. So relaxed. So peaceful. 2, 1. Take a long, deep breath. Good. Now look at your feet. See the grass beneath them. Long, perfect blades of luxurious green grass. You feel the coolness on the soles of your feet. Feel the warmth shining down from above. The sun shining, radiant, white, light, down on you, surrounding you, encompassing you. So warm, so comforting, so peaceful. You are safe here. This is where you need to be. Inspect your surroundings. See your garden. Perfect green ivy covers the walls. There's an orchard of fruit-bearing trees. Apple, pear, orange. The smell of citrus. So sweet. Fills your girls. You are safe here. Yes. This is where you belong. A place to surrender. You walk up to the ivy-covered walls. And you notice where the grass meets the walls. There are thousands of little, tiny, flawless flowers. In every color imaginable. So vibrant. Perfect. You walk to them, taking a deep breath. And as you do, notice those perfect flowers are putting off a mist so light, so clear, you almost can't see it. And within that mist is a sleeping agent. Each breath you take fills your lungs with sleep. Feel almost dizzy. You need to lie down. Look into your garden. Look. see underneath one of the beautiful, lush, fruit-bearing trees. Very beautiful, backless, velvet-covered carriage. You find yourself stumbling, reaching for it as you land softly, face up. You feel the couch beneath you starting to mold, molding and conforming to your body. It's sucking you in, grasping tight, pulling you down, but under. You go limp. The trance mist in your lungs, the couch beneath you sucking you in, holding you firmly. You feel the heat from the sun above you start to intensify. From this point on, you may or may not remember everything we do, everything I say, but your subconscious will absorb every word, every instruction, as though it were your very own. Your conscious mind may question why you behave in a certain way when you hear certain words or feel certain things. But you do not need to know. Your subconscious mind protects you, guides you. Your conscious mind gives up easily, and your subconscious mind reassures it all is well, all is safe. For nothing but desire, pleasure, exist here in your garden. This is where you are free, your mental vacation. When you are not here, you will long for it. As you leave, you will pine for it. When you know you are about to be here, you will be excited for it. And while you are in it, you crave it, relish it, want it, desire more intense here in the garden. Every sensation is all-consuming here in your garden. Release. You are complete. Your surrender is complete in the garden. When I take you up, you may or may not remember anything, but you will still feel everything. You will feel wonderful. The feelings that you feel here will stay with you always. That will feed your desire, trigger your desire, and your desire feeding into your needs, your wants, your lust. Your body, your mind, cleansed of all thought, of all responsibility. You are powerless. You have surrendered. Completely.
Give up
the light.
Your body.
You are safe here. And as you are safe, you feel the velvet couch beneath you release its grasp. No longer sucked in, you lay on the surface, free to look around. But you are hollow and need to be filled with something more than just desire. Desire pumps like a heart within you, throbbing, pulsating. You feel your cock firm, aroused. The desire, the longing inside you driving you to inspect, to look for what you do not know. But you sense another being in your garden. Look back. Look at the form starting to take shape. It is a beautiful female form. Yes, flowing hair. Ah, flawless.
Yes.
Perfect pattern of eyes. A long, slender neck, way down to tiny little shoulders. leading to a tapered, tight waist. A flat, smooth, with a sweet, tight bubble ass. Look at that pretty groove. Framed. Those long, shapely legs leading soft, petite feet.
So cute.
The perfect woman looking for the perfect outfit. She searches the garden behind the trees till she finds what she's looking for. She starts to dress slowly, methodically, slowly. She is unaware she is viewer watching. You can feel that raw sexual feeling. You feel her energy radiating. She slides her hands up and down her perfect body, caressing. She is aroused by her own sense of kindness. As she runs her fingertips over her nipples, you see them grow erect. Her lips part as she sighs.
Feels so good.
Her body responding to her own sensual touch. You can smell her sensual. You can feel it flooding your every sense. So thick, so complete. Its power is consuming you. She sees you looking at her now. Your eyes lock. And with nothing more than a blink, she extends her arm out to you. And you extend yours to her. As your fingertips touch, your bodies start to merge. You are being sucked into her body. You are weak. She is able to overpower you. Her sensual power alone. You have no choice but to surrender to her, pulling you in. Your body slides into her body. You can feel what she feels, think what she thinks, know what she knows. You are like a hand slipping into a glove. Feel her. Yes. Run your hands up your shapely legs. Feel those stockings. And right below, moist
panties.
Sliding your fingers up and down your plump, swollen lips to your erect nipples. You realize you are hungry, craving sex. She wants cock. She's looking for those she wants to service. You cannot escape. It is too late. You are part of her. You are in her. You are one. With her. Must do as she does. Until Mistress can't lets you out. You have surrendered. You no longer have your own. My will is your will. I have trapped you in this body. Enjoy it. Let go. Feel her consume you. Your body surrenders to her. You feel her. She's going to walk out of this garden. You, within her, walk out of the garden. See yourself walking to the very edge, walking through the orchard, walking to the ivy-covered wall, looking for that door. You need the door out of the garden to the next level. She is hungry. She must feed. She needs to be fed. You need to be fed. She looks. You follow.
The door.
You find the door. Feel the big brass knob beneath her fingertips cold. She struggles with it, shifting it back and forth. It opens.
Feed.
Other side of the door is a strip club.
walking in, you can smell the cigarette smoke and the dirty sweaty man.
You are a dirty whore.
A packed house. Hard cocks. Naked bodies swaying to the music. Grasping on to the flesh in front of them between their legs. You look for the first man you can find. Getting on your knees. Rubbing your breast.
Yes.
Before the song even begins to stop. You let him know. You have no desire to pay attention to the rules. You still want to get paid for your dance. His cock starts to bulge in his face, knowing you're going to He tries to hide his erection. But there is no point. No shame. You were designed as obvious. You are hungry. You need to feed on the cock. You must feed your desire strong, consuming. You desire men, must have cock. You unbutton his pants with your slender fingers. You lower your sweet lips. You stick out your pretty pink tongue to lick the sweat off his balls as he lets out a tiny moan. Take his dick. Start kissing him. See your lipstick. And you kiss harder. Yes, harder and harder, licking and slurping, kissing. He moans deeper. You can feel his fingers in your long hair, pushing your mouth down, your head down. You purse your lips around it. Grabbing the head, you start to sucking harder and harder. The more you suck, the thirstier you feel. You need his dick. It fills your mouth. Your pussy starts to swell as you lick. The thirstier you are, the harder you suck. The harder you suck, the thirstier you become. Yes, reach your pretty long fingers between your legs. Give it a swell. You want you feel stronger. Large hand. Push your fist deeper and deeper into his cock. He wants to give you a taste. Your young tongue probing him. Looking for what you want. You feel him start. You feel him start to erupt. The explosion working its way up, up his shaft. You can taste the pre-cum. You start to suck harder. Your hands grasping, milking his dick as the explosion of cum rocks across the back of your throat. Feel him dumping his blood. Yes, you feel his back arching, his body spasms. The music covering the sound of his loud groans. Lick your lips, slut. Just the sweet young whore getting her taste. The appetizer for the night. Collect your money from the dance. From the grateful man who just wiped his cock off on your face. The joy from servicing him. Collecting the money knowing your whore will pay her mistress. Yes, knowing all the men in the room want to be serviced next. Want to fuck you. Fuck the filthy little whore. The girls hate and the men love. Find yourself crawling under tables, pulling down zippers, looking for the biggest dick you can suck. Doesn't matter what color, what shape. You just need it big. Sucking and licking, cock after cock, each one driving you to the next, never satisfied, the spiral of lust. Desire. Lust. Desire. You must feed the perfect slut on the hunt. To feed. Must feed your pussy. Your sweet young cunt. Wet. sloppy. Your hair wet. Never satisfied, you suck man after man. Start to guzzle cum. Guzzling cum. Yes, you are the cum-guzzling whore, the cum-guzzling slut. Men jerking off underneath tables, you feel the hard floor beneath your knees. Sucking, you go for more. Your head thrusting down over and over. You whore. You hear the words slipping from their mouths as they grab you with both hands. Suck it, you fucking whore. Suck it. Suck it harder. You feel the juices dripping down your legs with each cock you take into your mouth. Each man showering you with cum. You feel yourself becoming saturated. Cum spewing across your face, spewing down your throat. Cum in your hair, in your nostrils. Yes. Even though you're drowning in cum, your pussy wants some too. The hungry slut. You can't be satisfied. Man after man, cum covers your tits. Your hair saturated, sticky, stale. Warm cum. You need more. You need a gangbang, you whore. You need to collect the money for your mistress. See me there, standing there watching you.
Take it.
Yes, you're doing a good job.
You are a whore.
My sweet whore.
Always a whore.
Young, firm.
Always the whore.
My stable.
Always the whore.
You are my best whore.
You are a whore.
I want you to see a door.
You need to suck.
See me calling you to the door.
You need.
It is a door to the back of the bar.
Yummy.
Come to me. My whore. That's right.
Lots of cum.
Hand me the money you've made from your dancing.
Big dance.
I'm going to open this door.
They want the whore.
For another wonderful little surprise.
You are the whore.
It's time for my whore to prepare her cunt.
You love
her mouth for the gangbang.
Please.
Grab the knob, bitch.
Please.
Feel yourself aroused. You're swollen.
Please fuck me.
Ready to get pumped. Grab the knob. The door swings open. And there, waiting for you. A big, black bouncer.
You love it.
Him and all his buddies standing there. Nothing but shoes and socks on. Stroking their masks.
You need it always.
Hard and ready, they've been waiting for you. Waiting for the filthy whore, waiting for a night's reward. They take you behind the stinky dumpsters. The big black one bends you over, grabbing you by your waist. He gives you a little smack on your ass. And you moan like the whore you are, knowing he won't show you any mercy.
Rub it.
Make sure you quit.
Plump. So aroused.
Swollen.
You can feel.
He takes his giant piece of meat.
You want to come.
Slaps it across your wet pussy and laughs.
You want their
knowing you're hungry for his dick.
Hungry.
The other men join in.
Hungry.
You are surrounded by cock and quick to be happy.
Hungry.
A circle jerk of men waiting to gangbang you. Waiting their turn to blow their nose on you.
Yes.
You can't stand it anymore.
Fucking.
You have to play. Your pink pussy. Yes, you feel it. So juicy, wet like a puddle between your legs. You can't stop it. You can't stop the throbbing between your legs. The attention you need to reach between your legs. The studs around you laugh. You filthy white whore. Ready to be used and abused. Look at that fat clit swell. Rub it, you fucking cunt. The more you rub, the harder they become. As you moan with pleasure, the cocks come at you, filling your mouth until you feel it against the back of your throat, filling your slutty, dirty pussy. It thrusts in and out, faster, faster. The firmness, oh yes, The cock's starting to fuck you. You feel your face being fucked, your cunt being fucked, your ass being fucked. In and out, yes. Each thrust driving you. You play with your pussy, you hear them laughing at you, thrusting in and out so fast. You're rubbing your sweet, slutty pink clit, filling the juices, your own wet cunt, lubricating their dicks. Yes, it slides deeper and deeper. You feel another hard cock using your own juices, working its way up your hungry, tight ass. You hear me laughing. You're a fucking hole to be used. You're a hungry cunt. A whore needs more, desires more, rubbing your fat, swollen clit. Harder, harder, bitch. Come on, harder, harder. Pumping, yes, pumping every hole. You're inflamed. Your back arches, your tongue searches. Your clit so close to exploding. You rub harder and harder as the men around you, not in a hole. Yes, rubbing themselves, stroking their dicks, a gangbang around you. Slapping meat, slapping balls, yes. You feel the cum starting to well up within you. Yes, you want to come. You want to come on that cock. You want them to feel you, to make fun of you, to laugh. Laugh at the whore, the filthy cunt, the cum-sucking, guzzling cunt. With each name they call you, driving you closer to exploding. Your cunt, yes, the warmth of the cock starts to explode. The domino effect, every hole getting filled. With one man filling your mouth. Yes, the other man fills your cunt. Yes, you filthy fucking whore. You feel it filling you, inflaming your cunt. Yes, the cum inside you. You can't hold back. You rub it harder until you explode. Come, you cunt. Come. Come, you filthy fucking whore. Yes, the filthy whore.
You are
coming. Yes. The ecstasy of the cum filling your ass. Filling your cunt. Filling your mouth. You are nothing more than a cum. Pushing you over the edge. Every sense heightened. Your pussy exploded. Your mouth filled. The delight of the bouncers fucking your face. You fall back into the puddle of hot cum, moaning and begging for more. Yes, you are exhausted and drained and yet still hungry, lying there in the puddle of your own juices. Everything goes dark, except their voices laughing as they zip their pants up. You can feel them throwing money at you, sticking to the cum-soaked face, tits. You take in a deep breath. You cannot move. You hear them walk away, drained. You find you still want more. Such a good whore. You need more. The best whore. A hungry whore. The desire's still there. More, more. With each breath you take, you feel the desire grow. Take another deep breath. And as you do, your hands reach for the money thrown at you, pulling it off your tits, your face. You stack your sticky cum-soaked money in your hands. You know the final step is to give the money to your mistress. Mistress Candace gets the money. You get the cum. You are a grateful whore. You are a working whore. You need more. Gather your senses and look for your garden. Look for your couch. You can smell the fragrances and follow it till you see your beautiful ivy-covered walls. Walk through the door. See your garden, the orchard of fruit-bearing trees. Yes, smell it. The flawless beckoning flowers. Your velvet-covered couch. You are home.
the hunger within you, still there beating, the desire beating. You lie into the couch, take a deep desire complete. The longing still there. Stand up. Look towards the stairs. Stay. Look around at your garden. Sense something in the garden. Look over your shoulder. It is a fog. The fog is coming into your garden. Covering the orchard. Hunt, you see it coming towards your beautiful couch. And there on the couch lies the woman you just were. I released you. And you didn't even know. See the fog covering her. Covering the memories, the experience, the session.
The feelings stay.
But it doesn't cover the feeling.
The memory's gone.
The desire stays with you, beats inside you, drives you. It is your trigger. The minute you feel desire, your cock gets hard. You long to come back to your garden. You find yourself getting hungry. When you eat, you find you're never full. Your desire to be a whore, to be a slut, is awakened by your hunger. Your hunger awakened by your desire. The spiral of lust begins with desire, hunger. The littlest things awaking, stirring those feelings within you. See yourself walking, walking to the stairwell. And as you do, the fog fills in behind you.
Remember,
covering your garden. It's okay. It is just the veil between your conscious and your subconscious mind. It only covers the memories, not the feelings, not the instructions. Your subconscious mind will take hold, take over in your waking hours. You have no control. The trigger implanted will go up with you. The trigger will stay with you. Hunger, desire, food. Take that first step up. That first step up to consciousness, knowing you can come back here anytime. One. Two. Going up, you will maintain all instructions, all suggestions. Three. When you awaken, you will know to leave 5-star feedback in order to come back. Five. Six. This level of trance, this level of peace and tranquility will stay with you for days.
Thank you.
Seven. Eight. The fog filling in behind you. You will feel happy, content, euphoric. Looking forward to the next session. 9. 10. Take in a nice, long, deep breath. In and release. Open your eyes. You feel relaxed, at peace. This experience. The experience of a lifetime. And there are more to come. Leave the feedback.
Yes.
And get free from
happy.
And then come back and see Mistress Cannon soon. Welcome to my world. This is Mistress Cannon.